Buga. Say if you're in a Buga in your possession, I imagine. What do you want to keep it? Put on the wall to show your kids to play with. Yeah, Metaltlin, he bought something. I'm talking about Metaltlin.
You want a tape recorder? You want to show you bought an MP3 player? Then
he really didn't pay.
So?
So then he has a video.
Yeah. We're talking about if it's a suspect. It's a borrowing the camera situation. So the question is if it's Shem or I paid you or Shem or I ever owed you. Right? Most post, I'm talking about if it's Bori B'Shem. The seller says, I know for sure this money came from you. And now the police took it away, it's counterfeit money. You have to pay me money. You want to be Mavakal Mechira on what basis? Maybe because I don't have money to pay you. I only bought it, this was the money. My aunt gave me a birthday present, and if it's counterfeit, I can't afford to buy it. And look at that.
Holding up the counterfeit is not like having a bit of scale.
No, it's like having a safe machine to move that.
Not like a scale.
I don't know, yes, really, it's like someone wants to just hold on to it, it's fine.
Or just get rid of it right away, like you said. They can't have a scale that's not good.
I don't know if he's technically over the line, but he has to get rid of it. What is he waiting for? Until a mistake is made. So he's not going to America.
To breathe.
Thank you for the URL. Yep, I already got the sound from it. So.
I just have to. I'm in the middle of an emergency. I could tell you stories. It's like last night, I could tell you stories. You won't have to learn. No, just in the middle of an emergency Besdin situation. 5386240. Okay. Let's look again in the Ran, a few Dalet Amud Aleph in the Rif pages. The big lines, which says Masnisin, you Dalet Amud Aleph in the Rif pages. Rav Rav Yosef, Lasheri Leibek, Demet Shari, Maher, Medaber Malinovitz, bye. Okay. So this Yusoma Shinasara Malov, Shinasara Sumanis Garisha, Ones Chayev of Mfate Potur. So she's a Yusoma Knosa Shalah, and she was Moichel, that's why she's Mfate Potur. So, and the Gemara interprets the Mishnah to mean that a Naira, Shinasaris of Shinasgarisha, is Knosa La'atzma, just like the Yusoma. That's how you're supposed to read the Mishnah. A Yusoma or a regular girl, Shinasaris of Shinasgarisha, you learn that from Sukkim that the Knas goes to herself, thank you, and Mevela Mefatas Potter. Avul B'Yushalmi's, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines down. From the Mishnah, from the where it says Masnisen in the Ran, Avul B'Yushalmi says she can't be Moichel. Tika Mandi Sodar, Knas Ein Yichel Limchol, Fishein Azoche Bo, Achas Amod de Bedin, Ben Adam Moichel Dov Shein Abishuso. Chikatoni Masnisen Amafat Epoter, it goes on Boishe Sufagam. B'Yusoy Mamamish, but it's chayav and knas because you cannot be moichel knas you shall be holds. Because he's mishalim poishes of a gam lo avio, because he can't be moichel. Bikalaman the Yomar Hosam the Echaila Limchol Knosa, that she could be Moichel Knas. And the Mishnah means that she, and the Mishnah reflects that. Because of her Ramban, I skipped two lines down. Because of her Ramban Zal, the Mustaver Kaman the Yomar, she Echaila Limchol Knosa, Ava Bishalo Zoxa Bo Adayin. Because it doesn't work, Midin Mechilo. There are two other ways for this ostensible mechila to work. One is mechila, and there's three ways, in other words, this could work. There's three ways to understand the Mishnah that mefata a yosoma, or nairish and esgarshav and esgarshav. Gemara Ksubis, Wednesday night. Three ways to understand it. One is you could be Moichel, and we'll see the Tzadim why you could be Moichel. The Yishami says you can't. It's Eina Bishusa. Because it's clear from Daf Mem Aleph that you don't get a right to the Knas till Hamod the Bedin. And so the Yishami says before Hamod the Bedin, there's nothing what to be Moichel. You can't be Moichel Davish Eina Bishusa. That's one opinion, one way. The Ramban says she could be Moichel, that's his Lashon, but he says because it doesn't work with Mechila, it works with a different mechanics. Because it works me didn't see look. Just like you find that an Orus could be Masalik himself from future rights. So here also the girl is Masalik herself by it being Pitui. She's Masalik herself from the rights to collect the Knas. So it works me didn't see look. This opens the whole can of worms if Siluk helps in the Dindir Raisa or not. Some say Siluk only helps in the Dindir Abonon. If the Raisa, you can't be Masalik yourself. It's like automatic. You can give it away after you have it. You could be Mafkir it. You can sell it. You can give it away as a present. You can walk away from it. But you can't be Masalik yourself from a Dindir Raisa because it's automatically yours. What? So dinan the rabbana, ma'aseh yadayim, yerusha, etc. That's the issue here. This the Ramban doesn't know like that, obviously, but that's the issue. The ode, two lines from the bottom of the run, he gives a third way for this to work. The chivish and etzratzis b'shazbia eich yischayev. If she was willing, how can he be mechuyim? Bariyah Komer is like a person that says to his fellow friend, And this is called the concept of mazik rishus. I give you rishus to be mazik me. Karashi ron shalit tirmai begodim v'hipot there. So not mechila, v'adol pi she'ein azoche beknas. Achas amod de bedin. So you're saying mechila doesn't help. And how can it be mechuyev if she's telling him to do it, if she's allowing him to do it? It doesn't make sense.
But the entire concept of saying it was mazik v'rishusa, it seems like, to me at least, it doesn't make a lot of sense, because it was the daughter that was damaged in that. You know, the father saying, you know, I gave myself permission to do it.
No, she was pitui. She gave permission. We're talking about she was mufuta. The knas goes to her. And she was mufuta. She did it willingly. So, even though she was damaged, even though there was a damage here, and there's a reason to pay for knas, but he says it's like Karashiro and Shalini caught there, where I could give you permission to be mazik me. Whether in Lomdus it's not called hezik, or it is called hezik, but if I gave you permission to do it, it's not logical that the Torah would make a chiyuv to pay.
But at that age, was she able to?
Over 12, yeah.
I'm not saying the age, but I'm wondering, is we put it in the category, we say onus of a factor, because clearly she wasn't, it's not like she went and initiated, she got seduced, she lost her
innocence, but you don't have to initiate. So we'll see, we're going to go through all three reasons. The first reason, the chiyuv, I want to see the chin and stuff. First issue is the one of Mechila. Simon Mambez. He brings down, he goes to the Sugya. Shita Shlishis. He says it can't be Siluk because Siluk doesn't help under the Araisa. Okay. He says he doesn't like the idea that it's Mazik Pershus, because what we're saying is that Mazik Pershus is not Midin Mechila, but it's not a Hezek. He says if you look carefully at Tosfos Daf Nun Vav, Subis, Taisus does not accept that. Taisus there is talking about a person saying, "Crash Yeroin shall leave me put there, tear my clothing, my kalim, and you'll be potter." So Taisus talks about it from the perspective of Masnel Mashakosu Batorah. Right? You're being Masne against the Torah. You're making a stipulation that's anti Torah. Oh, but there's a mandiyomer that masal mashkos of the Torah b'dover shebamamon in monetary matters is good. So that's what Taisus is mafalpal in. So you see clearly in Taisus, says Rosh Shimon, that it's a hasnah, it's a stipulation. It's not, okay, if I give you permission, there's nothing what to pay for in Svara. You did it b'rshus. Like the whole idea of paying for Hezek starts with you doing it without the permission of the Bala Bayis. That's what you would say. But you see, Taisus and Ksuba stuff from above tries to apply all the technicalities of Masnel Mashikos of the Torah. So you see, it's a hasna'a, like a stipulation. You need a special stipulation. It's not, if I said go break go tear up my clothing, go break my doorbell, so you broke it.
Yeah, but that I don't see how that comparison still can even be made. Even if you say under the ground of seduction, that's a very gray area for the one reason there's fear mixed in there as well. She lives in her father's house. Okay, if she doesn't, she may be afraid he's going to kick her out. You know.
Who's going to kick her out? Someone else is seducing her. We're not talking about
this. Isn't the ob?
It's not necessarily the ob. This is someone else. That the Mishnah's premise is that it's a mechila. We're just trying to figure out what it's a mechila of. The Yerushalmi says it's not a mechila of the knas, because you can't be meichel the knas. The Ramban accepts that and says there's two other ways for it to work. Yerushalmi is happy if the Mishnah doesn't mean knas. The Mishnah means she's moichel the boshes of Fagam. She's not moichel the knas at all. Yerushalmi is happy with that. Ramban doesn't want to accept it. He wants to say the Mishnah talks about she's potter from knas. He is potter from knas also, and he gives two other reasons. So if Shimon says Tosis Shita does not hold of the first reason. The first does not hold of siluk. He doesn't hold it in mazik Bershus. He doesn't hold of such a concept as mazik Bershus. Elanira de Svirale, the Lashaz di Law Mahali Mahani Bechila Beknas, says Rav Shimon, you're not Moichel. We're learning Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon is trying to figure out, you know, what Tosis holds. Tosis, he can't hold a siluk. Tosis Shita very definitely is that siluk does not help in a diaraisa. It can't help midin krak susi, what's called mazik brishus, because Tosis on Dafnan Vav clearly says that mazik, there's no such thing really as mazik brishus in terms of a new din tour if you did it with permission. It's regular tanai, it's a stipulation. And it has to fit in with all the rules of a stipulation. So if Shimon says, Tosis holds it's mechila. Aye, what about the Yerushalmi's point that it's Dabar Shaloi Bali Yoylam, the Chimaychel Adam Dabar Shaloi Bali Yoylam? So if Shimon says, the mechila is on the Schus Tviya. Not on the Chil. You see, you owe me money, let's say. I could be Meichel the debt. Let's say, I'm trying to think of an example.
He doesn't owe money now.
You can be moichel the debt itself, with a parasha of mechila on the debt. You can be moichel on your right of collection. There's such a concept. You know, there's two things always by a debt. There's the debt itself. You owe me money. That's a reality. It's coming to me, money. Money's supposed to go from you to me. It's coming to me. We even say in English. It's coming to me. Then there's the right of collection. I can take him to Beis Din. I can make him sell his fields off. I can make him, you know,
Can give the right of collection to somebody else as well.
Yeah. So you can be moichel the right of collection. That's what the Shimon says. The reason the Bavli is not according to Tosis, but doesn't hold on the other two reasons. So the svara is, it has to be mechila, and we'll have to say a svara that we're not talking about mechila of the debt, which is dabar shaloi bali yoylam, but mechila of the right to collect, which is here and now, because that's a schus he has in heart. So the father owns it in heart. So he could be meichel that right. It's a monetary right that you can be meichel.
The chiyuv will remain.
Theoretically, the chiyuv will remain, but he won't have the right of collection. Yeah. Right.
So, just don't make him pay.
No, he can't make him pay. He lost his right to collect.
Beis Din can make him pay. He has a fee of still to pay.
I doubt Beis Din will mix in if there's no Toveya. If there's no one pressing with his right to demand that the payment be made, could be Beis Din won't want to get involved. I don't know. That's my emergency. I'm dealing with a Beis Din that doesn't want to get involved. That's what I'm dealing with. I'm yelling at them. But why should they not get involved? So they're forced to get involved if... Right, so the guy's moichel his chus.
Then the guy's left with a
fear. Yeah, you know, there's many rayas that Shemitah just takes away your right of collection. But the guy's left with a debt, really. And if he pays it, he's not giving you a present, he's paying up his debt. There's other rayas. That's like the simplest raya, the simplest level. That Shemitah doesn't cancel the debt. If you want to talk really, really technically, Shemitah doesn't cancel the debt. It cancels the right of collection. Lo yigos, Atreyu, he should demand the money. The Torah paints it that perspective. Yeah. Don't worry about it. No one has the right to take to squeeze it out of him.
And so what if then she becomes of age that she can she then press it?
She was mochel.
Oh,
she was mochel. The right of Shimon is just pointing out that there's the right of collection. Besides the debt, there's the right of collection.
You can still pay the kness.
To who?
The way I like saying it is that if he would decide to pay the kness, it would not be giving a gift. It would be fulfilling his chiyuv.
He can still pay it.
Yeah.
But to who would he pay?
There's many rayas, by the way, also that come late to her, if he wants. Many rayas that come late with rabbi name, which means you only give a person the harsher onus. There are many rayas that have the same dynamic. The come late with rabbi name only says chiyuv, right? It takes away the demand that bezin has to act. Bezin can sit back. He really owes him the money. So the Ferish of Gemara, Bokutsia, he talks about if a person was boiling an erva, he says, Esnan Osra Taira, the Fulu Baalima. I forgot the context of it, but it means even if the Kedushin is not typhus at all, he's a type of Croesus, still there's going to be a din of Knas.
According to that,
Kim
Leib and the Rabbi name only takes away the right of basically
the right of
collection.
So
then this is a terrorist.
Well,
then it's a
terrorist. Yeah, well, that's
it. But according to the opinion that Kim Leib and the Rabbi name makes it that there's no field, this doesn't really answer.
Yeah.
Anyway, is there an issue from trying to collect? Because you don't want to force the person, you want to
no,
knock on the
you have
door
no
say,
right of collection.
Right, does that mean you can't knock and say you owe me the
I
money?
I don't know. If you have no right of collection, you could knock, but you can't go into his house and you can't press him for it. It would be an ostrogorim. It would be like a regular person. You have to treat him like you would treat a regular person in the street. Oh, hey, you're trying to buy something, I have it for sale.
Could that be the approach of the Yerushalmi and some of the other things we discussed as well, to say that the Hamad Abedin is actually saying, is confirming the right for collection where the field
well, the
Hamad Abedin
is creating, no, I don't think that, oh yeah, you could say that. If you hold the Chiyuv exists by Knas also before, you could now just say that the purpose of Hamad Abedin now changes somewhat, and the purpose of Hamad Abedin is to give him his days,
right to collect.
So that's what he says. So that's a chiluk, an important chiluk. Mishmachi b'knas, af kaita mamad b'din, shayach mechila. The kol zchus, nitan l'mechila. If I have a monetary right, I can be mechila. Now, Mazik Rishus, we really should see a Ktsai Sachayshon in some Eresh Membots of Kotn Aleph. Shulchan Aruch says, eat with me, come eat my house, he doesn't have to pay. No, he does have to pay. If he he says, come eat with me, but I don't say with my permission, he's showing me for a meal, yeah, you have to know, because it could be the person will subconsciously use a phrase that means for free. If he says for free, it's for free. But if he says, come eat my God, come eat my restaurant. We're talking about, we know he means to be part there, to be part there. And to go out. So he starts off saying that if I crack sushi, he's allowed to tear it. In the Russian Zebi part there, I'll let the Mamela part there because it's Mazu Bershus. The Mazu don't have any sheet of the Bethesda of the Flamed Baba Manala by us. The Hot Mazu Bershalmi, the Knazan Echel Limcha. We say anything that's mashma for Hipoter, that he automatically is told him to be Potter.
So he didn't say Potter?
He didn't say Potter, he's not Potter.
Isn't that implied that the guy says, go ahead, you can tear my clothes?
It could depend on locale. It could depend on which part of the country. It could depend on the washer. Okay, we'll stop here. I'm sorry. We'll stop here. Mitzvah Hashem, Monday night we'll learn. Mitzvah Bezos Hashem. I'll be tired.
See you, Chabad.
Have a good trip. Thank you.